Live from ATIA 2010, this is Michael Off, and I caught up with John Stendel. There's a program called News to You. Explain this. This is an interesting concept, what you're offering here.
Michael, what we do is we offer children with cognitive impairments current events newspaper that we put out. We put out 41 editions that the teacher can use in the classroom that is current event-based. So it's what's hot in the industry right now that the kids are doing. For example, we just did a story on the Jonas Brothers, or we've done stories in the past on Kobe and LeBron James, and anything that we think is current event related that the kids would like to be involved with. And with that, what we do is when we write the story, we have it be symbol-based as well. So if the student can't read alphanumeric text, we give them the ability to read with symbols.
Really? So explain that. I mean, a symbol conveys so much information, right? Well, they say a picture is 1,000 words, so I guess if you have really good symbols, that goes far. But so how would you put together a story like that?
Sure. So what we do is first we write the story as any other newspaper to write a story, and then we either use our current symbol library or we draw symbols to add to that to help the kids identify the words they're coming across. So the symbols can match up with the word.
So each word would have an image?
Not necessarily each word.
But it's right, a sentence or a theme, a thought.
Exactly.
Kind of. Just
exactly.
Enough to convey the information.
Correct.
Like, so you say the Jonas Brothers. So what would that be? You might have a picture of the Jonas Brothers or something on them on tour, or depending on what I'm just trying to get a gist of.
It could be taking a sentence and saying the Jonas Brothers were on tour, and then we might have a symbol of the Jonas Brothers and a bus and like maybe whatever a concert tour would look like, just to help the kids either gain access to the literacy materials or help them break down the words so they can understand what they're looking at when they're reading the story.
Right, so maybe it's enough that they can also figure out what the words are that go
exactly.
with it.
Exactly.
Because that's the objective, is to help improve the reading overall, right?
Correct.
Okay, very
good.
So how does this work? Is this something school systems purchase?
It's a really slick procedure. It's a web-based service that's classroom. It's classroom-based. So a classroom can buy a subscription. A teacher gets a subscription. And then she has access to all of the newspapers that we put out and can download them, print them off, and make them accessible for the students in the classroom.
Okay, so this is cloud-based, right? Where
exactly.
Everything's centralized on the Internet or other. Who contributes to it? Can individuals contribute to it, or is it strictly?
We do. We ask our readers if there's stories that they would like to see. But we have a team of writers that actually will write the stories and then illustrate and edit them for us and put them live.
Awesome. And what does this service cost?
It's $140 for your subscription.
$140 a year, and how many?
41 newspapers.
I mean, but that's for anyone in the classroom or per school district,
or
how does that broken down?
That's for the classroom.
That's per classroom. I'm trying to understand the pricing model, you know, so folks know 140
sure.
times how many when they're looking at their school systems.
Exactly. So, and you know, we do it based upon the classroom. So we have packages that go anywhere from one classroom to 500 classrooms.
Okay, so if a school just had a reading resource room or a special needs room, and maybe they would just start there with it.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of some of the smaller districts that might outfit 500 rooms at once.
It's totally dependent upon the teacher's need and what type of curriculum material they want.
Right, but it is per classroom. You meant that literally. Okay, that's what I wanted to
absolutely.
Clarify. $140 per school year, so from whatever, August to June or whatever to get that done.
Date of when they
365,
buy.
Right, okay.
Yep.
Oh, very good. So how can folks get more information? What is your website and maybe a phone number for folks wanting to speak with you?
Contact us at 1-800-697-6575 or visit us at www.n2yinc.com.
N2yinc.com.
.com.
Yes, sir. Very good. John Stendel, thanks a lot for sharing this. I'm sure a lot of school districts will be interested. Live from ATIA 2010, this is Michael Law for Cerro Talk and SamNet Radio.